The Supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise. For all the things you sacrificed. At first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 3rd of Rabiu Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 29th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Nur, verse 32 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَأَنكِحُوا الْأَيَامَى مِنكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And marry the unmarried among you, and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
Marriage is venerated and emphasized in Islam. Islamic society is responsible for marrying off those who are celibate. Parents who do not marry their offspring are partner in sin that their issues commit. In this verse, one of the most important ways of struggling against wickedness that is simple, easy, sincere, friendly marriage is mentioned. Because it is obvious that in order to win up the issue of sin, the approach of satisfying and gratifying the instincts is applied. As I told you, we're going to discuss about Islam and mental health. In Islam, mental health, similar to physical health, is a very important aspect in person's well-being, as it is integral to living a healthy and balanced life. Religious scholars have also highlighted the importance of preserving one's mind and included the preservation of the mind as one of the key and essential elements to be protected. A healthy mind is important for one to carry out one's worldly and religious obligations. If it is ignored and not taken care of, it may lead to mental health issues. Mental disorders, as defined by the World Health Organization, WHO, represent disturbance to a person's mental health that are often characterized by some combination of troubled thoughts, emotions, behavior, and relationships with others. Statistics by WHO show that in November 2019, at least 379 million people worldwide are facing mental health issues, from depression to schizophrenia. One in seven experience a form of mental health issue in their lifetime.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. Look, dear brothers and sisters, man is a very complex being with various dimensions, and the continuation of his life depends on the relative balance of these dimensions. One of these dimensions is mental health. Mental health is a complete state of biological, psychological, and social well-being and prosperity, and is not merely the absence of disease or disability. Mental health, in its general sense, is also said to be a sort of balance in health and having positive mental characteristics. And the ways to achieve mental and spiritual health, which is necessary for the personal and social advancement of the people and in evolution of humans, will be, inshallah, clarified by focusing and understanding and studying about it. Belief and faith in God and performing religious acts and rituals by people has an effective role in their mental and physical health and plays an important role in the formation of personality and healthy lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Mental Health Tips from the Quran and Sunnah. This is the title of this part, and it's very interesting. Let's listen to it. Turn to Allah and remember that He is with you. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Surah Ghafir, Surah 40 of the Holy Quran, verse 60. With this beautiful and powerful ayah, Allah the Almighty makes a promise to the believer. If we call upon you, He will respond, guaranteed, no doubt about it. One of the great Islamic scholars used to say, O you who love most those who ask of you, and O you who hate most of those who do not ask of you, and there is no one like that apart from you, O Lord. Allah is indeed Al-Mujib, the responsive, the supreme answerer, the acceptor of invocation. He is here for us to call upon Him at all times. In times of happiness, in gratitude, and in times of struggle, in need. Making dua, the means supplication, is therefore a powerful tool that Allah is giving the believer. Question is here. How does Islam nourish our emotional well-being? Dear friend, as you know, Islam provides a sense of purpose and emotional fulfillment through attachment to Allah. Spirituality and religiosity are also associated with better mental health and have been identified as essential aspects of preventing and treating mental illness. Islamic spirituality provides ultimate purpose and meaning to human life, two aspects central to human flourishing and maintaining a healthy emotional state. At Islam's core is the concept of servitude, surrender, and submission to the divine. And in doing so, we are counterintuitively presented with the opportunity to attain our freedom and liberation from the shackles of this world. The freedom and relief that comes from this surrender through worship has been shown to have profound effects on the brain. Through daily prayer or salah, supplication, dua, and God's remembrance, dhikr, we are provided with constant sources of protection and avenues for relief.
The mind and body are amazing creations of God. And for as much as modern medicine knows about these two, there is as much that they do not know. How do they function? Can they go out of balance? And if they do, how can that balance be restored? Many people recognize the fact that around the world today, as statistics have shown, over 500 million people are suffering from some form of mental health issues. And you know, mental health issues, just as physical health issues, do not discriminate between color, gender, or even religion. So just as much as somebody who is Caucasian can have mental health issues, somebody from India or Pakistan or Iran or Syria or London or South Africa can also have mental health issues. As much as men, women can also have these same mental health issues, and even religion. It does not mean that because you believe in God, because you're a devout Muslim, or a Muslim even in general, that you will not have mental health issues. Just as a Muslim is not, impervious to having, let's say, diabetes, or cancer, or heart disease, mental health issues transcend religion as well. And I'm sure we all know people who are suffering, have suffered from mental health issues. Maybe even we may know somebody who's taken their life, unfortunately, because they were not able to be diagnosed and receive the assistance and support that they truly needed.
Thank you very much. And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a beautiful aphorism from the Holy Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him. Polytheism of certain people is more hidden than the creeping of ants on a black piece of cloth in a dark night. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about teachers. It's about the way that the teacher will be resurrected on the day of resurrection. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I inform you who the absolutely most generous one is? Allah is the most generous one. He is the absolutely most generous person. He is the absolutely most generous one. And I am the most generous of Adam's offspring. And the most generous from amongst you after me is the man who has been taught knowledge and subsequently spreads his knowledge to others." Right? After the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet said that after me, the most generous person is the teacher, somebody who gains knowledge, who learns something, and then teaches it to others. Right? The station of the teacher or the mu'allim is very high in Islam. Many, many hadiths have been narrated and transmitted from our infallibles, alayhi wasalam, regarding the virtue and the superiority of the teacher. Unfortunately, in today's society and in this era, unfortunately, teachers are not given the respect that they truly deserve. Teachers are, not given the pay they deserve, unless it's a teacher who teaches in a very prestigious university or something like that. Even they themselves, they don't get the respect and then the the reward that they really deserve from society. But this is actually an un-Islamic, approach to teaching, as you can see from this very beautiful hadith from the Prophet. In continuation, the Prophet Muhammad said, he will be raised on the day of resurrection as a community in himself. Right? He will be raised as a community, as an ummat. Right? This is one of the Quranic concepts. You know, the Quran describes certain great individuals as being communities in and of themselves. Right? For example, Allah Ta'ala, he describes the Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam, as being an ummat, as a community. Perhaps, you know, there's been discussions about what this actually refers to. And, you know, a lot of Quranic commentators, a lot of our scholars have pointed out that perhaps this indicates and alludes to the fact that, you know, this person, because he's so great, he has so many virtues, right? All of the virtues that exist in different people, right? Separated in different people. Like, for example, one person in this community is generous. One person is knowledgeable. One person is, you know, he's very pious. All these different virtues that exist separately in different people, all of them exist in this one person, right? That's why they call him an ummah, right? He's self-sufficient, right? He is, he has in himself everything that a community would need in order to survive, you know. So, and this is a virtue that, according to this hadith, exists in the teacher. In continuation, the Prophet said, "And after him is the man who is generous in giving up his life for Allah, mighty and exalted, and is killed for him, the shaheed." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the status of the teacher in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum. Fine, sir, how are you?
Thank you so much, alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider,
fine, how are you? How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, The same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and we'll inshallah carry on. So, Brother Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, today inshallah we'll be working on ayah number 31 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, so this ayah is talking about a very important challenge. Okay, a challenge between the angels and Adam alayhi salam. All right?
Yes.
A challenge between the angels and Adam, human being. Yes. Let's see who wins. What do you think? Human being wins or angels?
Human.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So before we start, let's listen to this ayah. So, Fawad, was it a nice recitation?
Of course.
Okay, great. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Okay, now I will be reciting, inshallah. Make sure you repeat. All right?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها
ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء صادقين.
أحسنتم ماشاءاللہ. In the previous ayah, we had the story of the caliphate of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, or the caliph of Allah Almighty, that they were the infallibles, the prophets and the imams. Every single person can't be a caliph on earth, okay?
Yes.
We can't even represent ourselves. How can we represent Allah Almighty? It's much difficult, okay? It needs someone who is infallible, someone who has a divine soul. Alright? So, in this ayah, there is a challenge for the angels, okay? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. Allah Almighty, when He created, okay, human beings, okay, Allah Almighty gave him the knowledge of everything. The knowledge of everything needed for his life, okay? Okay? He gave him some of his knowledge about the عَالَمُ الْغَيْبِ, for example, the unseen world, okay? And this world, okay? And the names of everything, the knowledge, the understanding, okay? For example, we can say that Asma, Hussein, Asma has meanings, okay? Look, in Arabic, we say for the names, also we say Asma, names, okay? For example, your name, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, they are names. They are called Asma, okay?
Yes.
For example, we have Asma'ullah al-Husna. We have the names of Allah Almighty, okay? The yes. attributes of Allah Almighty. But Asma also has another meaning. The interpretation is this, that the knowledge, the understanding, the knowledge of things, this world, the other world, okay? So what did Allah Almighty give Adam? Knowledge.
Yes.
Okay, now let's see who wins the challenge. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah Almighty taught, okay, Adam alayhi salam everything needed, okay? He gave him the knowledge, divine knowledge. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then Allah Almighty presented them to Adam, to the angels, okay? That he said, Allah Almighty said, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَوَلَى. Do you know this? Tell me if you know this. Then the angels, because in the previous ayah, the angels said that, oh God, are you going to appoint someone on earth who sheds blood, okay? While we are glorifying you, we are saying tasbih of you, Allah, we're better than him, why are you doing this? Then Allah Almighty here says, okay, let's see. Do you want to challenge Adam? So the angels said, yeah. Then Allah Almighty said, okay, that tell me, do you know these things? Then the angel said, no. In the next ayah, the angel said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا مَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We don't know them. Then the Allah Almighty in the next ayah says, okay, to Adam, Adam, come on, say them. Okay. Adam alayhi salam says, all of them. And the angels, oh yeah, he's better than us. Okay. Then Allah Almighty commands them to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. Yeah, to do sajda. So our priority, our superiority, okay, our excellence is in our knowledge, in the soul that Allah Almighty has given us. So we are better than angels, and Allah Almighty, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا.
So angels should praise us?
Actually, for the if it's the command of Allah Almighty, it was the command of Allah Almighty, so they praise us, okay?
If Allah did not command.
No, they do not pray us, okay? They prostrated to us, we will study inshallah this, they prostrated to us for the command of Allah Almighty. Did you get it? Inshallah, talk more about it.
Yes.
So let's go to the Tajweed rules here.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
وعلم آدم الأسماء. علم تشديد. Make sure you pronounce it correctly. وعلم
yes.
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. آدم الأسماء كلها, right?
Yes.
أسماء ثم إدغام ثم فواد, nice question it was, okay? But I want you to, and I say to my brothers and sisters as well who are listening to us, refer to the Tafasir book as well, okay? Because we can't explain everything here. We don't have that much time.
Okay.
So, ثم عرضهم عرضهم رضا. Two heavy letters after one another. It might be kind of difficult. عرضهم على الملائكة. Again, مد الواجب المتصل. Right? ملائكة. فقال أنبئنا. This rule is important. Hassan, do you see that Nun Sakin?
Yes.
Okay, after Nun Sakin, what letter comes?
Ba.
Ba. So, Hussein, can you tell me what rule we should apply? Nun Sakin plus Ba?
Yes. Iqlab.
Iqlab. Great. You gotta change that Nun sound to
meme.
Kind of meme sound.
Yeah.
Fawad, say this. Bi'uni, right? That's it. But make sure you do that Ghunna sound also. Bi'uni. Faqala bi'uni. بِأَسْمَائِ right هَؤُلَاءِ three mad all of them are wajib.
Yes,
actually هَؤُلَاءِ it's not wajib. Do you know why? Because ha is another word, it's another letter, okay? أُولَاءِ is another word. أُولَاءِ means these. Ha means ha is a kind of attention letter, okay? Attention letter, warning letter. It tells you, oh, this, yeah, this, for example, this, okay? It's kind of attention letter, I think, in Arabic, yeah. So, هؤلاء, if you do not stretch the sound, it's okay. It can be joyous. أولاي, that one is wajib, okay? Because أولاء, Alif Mad, and Hamza both are in the same word, أولاء. So, هؤلاء, you can recite this way. فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء. Or you stretch all the three mat. Alright?
Yes.
So, إن كنتم صادقين. What rule are applied? What rule is applied actually on these both Nun Sakin examples?
إخفاء.
Both are إخفاء. إن كنتم صادقين. Alright. So, I want Fawad to recite this. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. You recite this part, then the next part. So, Hussein Ruhullah, will you recite this ayah for us? We'll be listening.
Yes.
And our brothers and sisters, make sure you're listening.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
أحسنت
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين.
Super, mashallah. Recite a salawat for him. Mashallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad.
So thank you, Hussein Rahulam. Now I will be reciting, okay? And you all will be repeating, then we'll finish this session.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين
أحسن صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Okay, thank you so much. We learned about the challenge between the angels and Adam alayhi salam in the next two ayahs, okay? In the next two verses, we will inshallah talk again about the challenge, okay? Thank you so much. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, okay? Do not forget. And also, make sure you practice the Tajweed rules. So, thank you so much. Thanks, Allah Almighty, to you first and foremost. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, especially the students and the teacher. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to us today. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمته ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? How should its flames burn him while you hear his voice, while you see his place? The Quranic verses and traditions, dear listeners, are replete with the fact that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. So he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has granted them all material and spiritual blessings, and he has not deprived a single one of his servants from his bountiful blessings. Now, the problem is that some humans are idle. They do not attempt for getting sustenance, so they lose their value. They are deprived of Allah's blessings on their own will. Anyone who wishes, he can gain Allah's material blessings by lawful attempts with no hindrance. He can gain divine bliss by sincere attempts, by truly believing in the Lord of the worlds, so that he would benefit from Allah's mercy in this world and the next one. Allah will give him purified life in the world and in the paradise and hereafter. And this is really interesting because it is among the wonders of his divine mercy that his holy essence grants great and unbelievable blessings for just few acts. The acts that even the doer of those actions does not believe that he will be given these bounties and blessings for. We'll have a look at some instances after a short break.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, let us have a look at one of the instances of Almighty Allah's granting great blessings about Prophet Solomon. Allah's selected servant, this prophet, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alihi salam, once passed a peasant in a splendid, magnificent manner. Seeing Solomon's glory, the peasant said, the beneficent Allah has granted the son of David a glorious kingdom. This was brought to Solomon by the wind. Prophet Solomon got off from his top position. He went to the peasant and told him, do not wish something whose responsibility you cannot tolerate. If Allah accepts your glorifying him, it would be better for you than Solomon's king, because the reward for glorifying Allah is eternal, but Solomon's kingdom is finite. In this regard, dear listeners, the late Sheikh Saduq has narrated a strange tradition in the worthy book of Thawab al-A'mal. One of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said that I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, Iyakum wal-kasal, avoid laziness and dullness. Inna rabbakum rahim yashkuru al-qaleel, because your Lord is beneficent and grants great rewards for your small acts. Inna ar-rajul la yusalli ar-rak'atayn tatawwu'an yuridu bihima wajha Allahi 'azza wa jall fayudkhiluhu Allahu bihima al-jannah. Someone may accomplish a two-unit prayer, not obligatory, for Allah's sake, so Allah takes him to paradise for it. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَتَصَدَّقُ بِالدِّرْهَمِ تَطَوُّعًا يُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَيُدْخِلُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. There might be a person who willingly gives a drachma away as charity for Allah's sake, hence Allah takes him to paradise for it. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَصُومُ الْيَوْمَ تَطَوُّعًا يُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَيُدْخِلُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. And one servant may fast in a day for Allah's sake, and therefore Allah takes him to paradise for it. I mean, what kind of relationship, what kind of connection do you see between this small act of fasting a day, of performing a two-unit prayer and entering paradise? There is no logical connection and relationship between these two, but this is the Lord of the worlds. This is the vast ocean of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're discussing. That is why that the person Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumail supplication is still hopeful of the previous clemency of the Lord. فَكَيْفَ يَبَقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكِ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in our previous episodes, we were talking about the things that a mother or parent or a father or a trainer needs to keep in mind while they are developing a child physically. That is the nutritional things they have to keep in mind. They have to keep in mind the exercise part. They have to keep in mind how much a child walks in a day, or even if it's a very small child. And then you said about the junk foods, we talked about fast foods, how they affect the development. Is there anything else you would like to add to physical development?
I mean, as I said, proper food, proper way to eat it, the etiquettes that we have in eating, the general etiquettes that Islam tells us, or generally also we know a lot of things that have to be taken care of, washing our hands before that, and all of these things are important. What is more important is that they should, I mean, when you start eating, and then again, if you remember that we mentioned that, why are we eating? The child should know that this eating, or anything which we are benefiting from the material resources in this world, is for a higher purpose.
All right.
That worldview has to be inculcated, imbibed in the child. That why am I doing exercise, or it is eating, or it is resting, is for the sake of my physical development. So through that physical development, I am able to develop my spiritual self.
Yeah.
My mental and emotional and intellectual faculties are developed, so I become spiritually aligned with the purpose of my creation and with the Lord.
So why should always be there? Why I'm doing this and how I have to do this?
Exactly. And always be thinking on these lines is very important. Even when we talk about sports, I mean, our children, whether girls or boys, they should be involved in certain sports, healthy sports, which go